Feed me more.
May you rest in peace.
Awesome!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Hulkamania is running wild!
Ooh, yeah! I said give me a hell yeah!
Shooting blanks, wrestling report!
Yo, welcome to the Shooting Blanks Wrestling Report. I am the big guy, Ryback, joined this week once again with Raj by four with Raj Gary of Wrestling Inc.
How's it going?
All incorrect words to with is the correct with Raj Gary of Wrestling. Doing well, starting off just fumbling all over the place.
It's early. There's been a lot going on.
I got a big date this afternoon, Raj, social distance hiking. So I'm stressing to get everything done.
Nice.
Legit, yeah, it was doing 6 feet apart on a hike, yeah, just to get out of the house, so.
Yeah, we were, a buddy of mine, we were thinking about playing some golf. A couple of the golf courses are open, but it's no contact, you don't go in, you stay 6 feet apart, you know, tee off at different times.
But at least it's something just, it just gives you something. I'll go for a drive once in the day, and like I'll go get a coffee at the Starbucks I always go to, and most days, and that's it. And I'll go through the car wash just to get like some sense of normalcy, and then I'll go for a little drive, and like everything seems normal, but it's not.
Yeah, I do the drives too. I'll like put on a podcast and just drive. And
yeah,
streets are empty. It's just freaking weird.
it's like the zombie apocalypse has happened, and like you're like we're the last survivors, but it's like, oh, everything seems kind of okay.
Right. Exactly. It's weird times we're in, and it's starting to have an effect. You know, I know ratings aren't the most important thing right now, obviously, but the empty arena stuff, you know, more people are inside their homes right now than ever before and watching TV, and the ratings have actually been dropping. The first week, and again, you know, the news is dominating, you know, the ratings, but wrestling against other non-news programs has been dropping. So, you know, this past week, the lowest ratings ever for Raw that were non-holiday, for AEW Dynamite, or one of the lowest ratings ever for AEW Dynamite, NXT. So the empty arena stuff just, you know, it's not working as far as maintaining an audience.
No, it's a tough sell. And I think especially concerning, you look at it, and even your hardcore followers are not following as much as, and not to say then the ratings are not drastically different, but it's just this continuous pattern of going lower and lower. I really wish, we talk about it, I just wish that both companies would reevaluate this and say, look, let's just, because it's getting worse. It's not, and this isn't easing up anytime soon. I think we all know that. And we're looking at the United States numbers now, and you look at a place like China, they got it under control eventually. They weren't allowing wrestling events to go on there. It was a uniform effort of, and that's here in the States. We have like some people doing it, some people not, and what makes wrestling so goddamn special that they're allowed to just not listen? That's what and the other wrestling organizations have all stepped up and done it, except for WWE and AEW, and I don't agree with it one bit, and I don't know if one of them, they're both afraid to give the other the upper edge. You're doing so at the expense of your talent, and I don't care what you say, and it's absolute bullshit in my opinion.
Well, that's part of it. They also lose the TV rights during that period because, you know, contractually they wouldn't have to pay for the TV show. So it does, for an AEW, it does hurt them because they're a new company and this was going to be the year that they were profitable. But still, with everything that's going on, follow, you know, what the big guys are, you know, the NFL, well, NFL isn't running right now, but the NBA and, you know, even golf, everyone's putting everything on hold.
And I understand that. And again, in having a business and not wanting to be impacted by this, I understand. And it doesn't make it any, the only problem with this is you're doing so at the expense of a talent and their loved ones that we don't fully know, quite understand how severe this is. And although it's getting more and more severe as the weeks go on, I said this before, Raj, I was talking to somebody else. You want to know what I think on WWE's end, and AEW doesn't have the content necessarily they do, but they could still they could put stuff together. They could do a best of show. They could put packages together to get by on this. There's no doubt in my mind. But WWE, if they would go back and show iconic historic Raws or SmackDowns, the whole episodes, and just play them like regular TV, I bet they might do better ratings than their product today.
Yeah,
I think it would be. I would like to see throw on that one. Throw on. Fuck it. Throw the King of the Ring pay-per-view on with Austin 316 or one of the Attitude Era Raws with Austin doing some, any of those guys with Raw. Go back and show what made with go back and show stuff with Hogan, whatever you got. And I'm telling you, I bet you it would surprise people how, because I bet casual people would go, I used to watch it. I'm going to watch that again.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, I get what they're doing and I get it. It shouldn't be up to the wrestlers either, and we'll talk about that on some other stuff. I know we're going to talk about, but the option shouldn't be in the wrestlers' hands. They should have no choice in this. It should be everyone go home and act in accordance with what we're trying to do here on a global scale.
Do you think there's a danger if they did start showing like Raws from the Attitude Era that people would be like, oh man, this product was so much cooler back then, you know?
No, I think they should, though. That's what I think absolutely. That's why I want to see what the ratings come back as, because I have a feeling they might come back even better, because I think regular casual people sitting at home right now that are glued to the TV, if they see things they used to watch and they don't, they have completely shut it out, because that's what's happened. A lot of them are completely done with it. They're going to watch it again. Because it's going to bring back memories of that period of when they were alive.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'd probably watch, even if I wasn't doing this. But I just wonder if WWE would be nervous that it would expose how tame and stale wrestling is right now, their product is right now, by showing those old episodes. It's better than the alternative, for sure.
And they know what needs to be done to change. It's all business oriented, like it's all done by design. So, and that's a great point. And maybe they wouldn't want to do that, but I'm looking at it from, and again, I speak from being there and doing it, and on a talent, and talking to people, and knowing that talent are going to go out and publicly give one answer. Do you think Drew McIntyre has a choice? And Drew will give a great, great, great WWE corporate answer every time, because he's playing, he's in the bubble and he's playing the game, and I love Drew. But do you think Drew had his dad at home that was pre-existing conditions living with him, just say his mom and dad, let's say, and the WWE gives a meeting, and guys, you guys, if you this is all voluntary, if you guys want to compete, you can. Do you think Drew's going to fucking say no for that moment for himself?
Right.
And do you think if he did, do you think he's going to have that same opportunity waiting for him? And that company, do you?
Right.
And so people, this is why they give the talent, give the answers they give in favor of the company. And they go the route, well, it's our job to entertain. No, it's not, motherfucker. It's your job to go sit home like the rest of us. None of you are fucking special. None of you. None of you are exempt from this. You're all making it worse for everybody else by participating. So that's the problem in my mind. And I love, it's for the talent. The choice should not be theirs.
Yeah. And real quick, running through the numbers, Raw did 1.924 million viewers, dropping below 2 million viewers for the first time for non-holiday episode ever. SmackDown also, they did one of their lowest numbers on Fox. They did 2.367 million. That's going to keep dropping. The thing that makes it worse, you know, the numbers sound bad enough as they are, but the thing that makes it worse is these are the go-home shows for WrestleMania, or at least Raw was, and, you know, SmackDown's one of them. So this is when all the big guns are kind of on. AE Dynamite, they did 685,000 viewers, their lowest of the year, and, you know, won their lowest of all time. NXT, 590,000 viewers, also one of their lowest of all time. So the audience is telling you they don't want to see it. They're still running. Now, to your point about Drew, Roman Reigns did pull out of WrestleMania. He apparently, I cannot believe this is true, but people have been giving him flack for pulling out. He says he's been getting comments of people calling him a sissy and just ripping him for pulling out. As we all know, Reigns has leukemia. He's beaten it twice, but you always have it. It's in remission.
Yeah.
So he's at a higher risk of contracting the disease. He has young ones at home. He mentioned that, you know, fans don't know if he has elderly people at home and his situation. it boggles my mind that anyone could even criticize him for making that decision. And it boggles my mind that WWE put him in that position.
It's horrible. And that's that wrestling fan base that, and it's more than wrestling. It's a human thing that's going on now. And this is, again, social media. There's nobody in person that's going to go up and criticize him. It doesn't exist. It's social media that he's getting it on. And when you're on that, you have the full whole spectrum of you're essentially letting the lowest of low people that are just the least evolved and have just horrible human beings. They have access to you. And again, there's no matter what you do, that's why I say just be yourself, because you're going to get love and hate no matter what. And the fact that I'm so happy he stepped up, and I wish a guy in that position actually doing it. But he has he's in that position where now if he didn't have that and did it, the criticism, he would get a hell of a lot more. And internally within WWE, it would be a different situation. He has that though, which is they cannot do anything with him with that. Like as far as de-push him or anything of that nature, he's got a little bit built-in security with that. But that's wrestling fans for you. And I say fans, and I'm talking about the negative ones that no matter what you do, those are the same people that are also that hate him and mm-hmm. no matter what he said, that don't want him there. And then he does something and he's not there. And now and the name calling is always a go-to with that portion of the people. They name call, cause that's the only thing they can go to. So, and with WWE, I don't really know. I mean, it was going to come out that he was pulling out, and I prefer them to tell the truth, and that needs to be said because it is valid of a reason. But that should apply to all superstars, that not even having that choice, like I said. That's why I said what you're talking about on that, he shouldn't even have to be put in that position to make the call. It should have been made for him for everybody, by everybody going home, like all the other sporting and entertainment organizations did. That's what I tell people. This is just exposing the wrestling industry and business, why pro wrestling needs a union. They need there needs to be something in place to protect the talent from the pro wrestling business, because it's the shittiest business on the planet. And I love pro wrestling. I fucking love pro wrestling. I hate the pro wrestling industry with a passion. It's so shitty. And all you have to do is look at the history of it. And it is worse than anything you'll see out there. So.
Yeah. And to your point, you know, the fact that everything is shut down except for WWE, AEW, and UFC, Dana White is desperately still trying to put on UFC 249. Khabib Nurmagomedov came out and basically said he's not doing it. He is tied down in Russia, but then he issued another statement saying, you know, with everything going on in the world, you know, basically saying he's not doing it. It's jacked. And to continue putting on shows, right now they had been doing it in Florida, AEW and WWE both. Now both of those are shut down for the next couple of weeks. But as we're seeing with everything going on right now, President Trump is basically saying, advising everyone to shut down until April 30th.
30 days, yeah.
Yeah, Georgia only did it for the next week and a half, I believe. I think till April 11th, but I'm sure that's going to change.
Yes, it will.
AEW has been taping at Georgia this week. Apparently, from what we've heard from our sources, is that they have enough content to possibly get them through mid-May, so like the next month. But again, that kind of wrestling, the wrestling with no crowd, you're losing, you know, some of your fan base every week.
Yeah, and I don't know. I know I saw that too, where they did their tapings and got a bunch of stuff done, and government officials had stepped in. And I, again, don't know the details of any of it. It's, I don't like it. I just don't think it needs to be going on right now. And I get mm-hmm. This is tough. Like, there's so many businesses all around the world losing out right now. People, everything. And it's a horrible situation. But at the same time, it's not like you have a business where you could for sure get it done and get that everything you need to get done and not put anybody at risk. They're doing the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is where I want it. And I say this for both WWE and AEW. Neither of them have come out and said this because they don't have it. If they had coronavirus testing, COVID-19 testing, where every time every performer was tested before they go ahead and get involved in that, then I could say, you know what? as much risk as you are putting them in still for traveling and making them go out and stuff, at least though you're taking the precaution of not spreading it if they show up and QT Marshall has it and then and nobody else does and they take the appropriate measures and isolate him and they do their business. And at least then you're taking steps. I'm not hearing that being done. In WWE, and they've made other comments, they're taking temperatures. But we all know that you could be asymptomatic and not have any symptoms, or your temperature could be fine. And those are the people spreading it. So why this? That's what bothers me. And I know what. And I know I just there's some really shady stuff going on with all of it. So.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Do you hear the governor of Georgia? He said
when
he shut everything, he was not aware that people that were asymptomatic could spread it, even though it's been like out in the news everywhere for the last month. It's ridiculous. You had mentioned, Wrestling Inc., we first reported about the Georgia officials stopping by the AEW tapings on Thursday. They showed their paperwork, and Tony Khan contacted us. He said it was a routine thing where a Georgia code enforcement official stopped by to make sure that everything was up to code. But this is one of those things where these companies are trying to do whatever they can to, you know, to toe that line, to get away with it. These things are there for a reason. And when people say, oh, we shouldn't quarantine this area because it hasn't affected them yet that much, well, that's exactly why you should do it now, because you see what's happening in New York and everywhere else, where if you don't catch it early, it becomes a huge problem and the hospitals are overridden.
And that's my problem with this, is why it's selfishness. And I don't like, and it's, they're like, well, we can just get by, get through it. What happens is, and the pattern's the same everywhere, once those numbers start taking off, it's just unfolding at different levels. New York just so happened to get hit with it the hardest first, because of probably the amount of international travel they have there, being a major hotspot hub for all that. But in Cali as well, which we're seeing in those two ends of the opposite ends of the country. And it's like, well, we can just get what we need done, and then we can, this thing isn't like, if these numbers, there's a really realistic possibility that the 30 days that they're given, there's going to be another 30 tacked on, because the 30 days, we're going to still see the numbers climbing. I'm hoping that's not the case. I'm hoping it reverses, but every area is different. And if you got, you know, Georgia's just now hopping on the board of what everyone else has been doing 2 weeks ago, they're 2 weeks behind.
Right.
And so when everything maybe starts, when New York starts reversing, maybe Georgia's just hitting its peak. Or Georgia's starting, it just has 2 more weeks to go before it hits its peak, or 3 weeks, who knows? And it's because of actions like that. And then I get it from a business. You don't want to give the upper hand to anyone. And WWE not backing down. If they did, I'm sure AEW probably maybe would have matched it. Maybe they wouldn't have. I don't know. It's just, man, I just can't stress this enough, that pro wrestling needs help with the wrestlers and for all the talent. They can't protect themselves, and they have no. There's nothing in place for them to really truly speak up and have protection, and I don't like it.
Yeah. John Cena this past week did an interview with Corey Graves, where he talked about how there's no real top guy right now in pro wrestling, and wrestling has always thrived when it had a really strong top guy. And John Cena was basically saying he doesn't know if that can happen in today's environment, which as you've spoken many times, it can't because the company won't allow it. Now, Cena was basically saying that the fans will start turning on anyone that's pushed to the top, and that's why. But
yeah, you know, didn't stop him from staying on top that whole time.
Right.
He had it. He was the one that created that atmosphere, or being the way that they chose to use him created that atmosphere with that. And by not allowing organically guys that got over organically, and not to say he was the one, because Vince is the one in charge. That whole business model was started with Cena, which is why he'll never be a roster in Iraq, because it wasn't as organic and as far as being sustained. It was by design to keep everyone else at a certain level and to keep the brand strong. And they've done it like Roman's like kind of that guy now, but it's at a lower level than John was. And what's going to happen is they're going to continue to lower that over time. And it's by design. And John knows the deal. And I've spoken to him enough. He knows he's not fucking dumb. So great answer on his part to, I don't know, I was so special. Yeah. It's like he's really good at wording things, and I get it. And again, I'm happy for all his success outside of wrestling, and I enjoyed wrestling him. But and I know, and this is just straight up, but I've always, when people in the WWE office message you and just say he's a fucking piece of shit, talking about John and with other things throughout, and it's, I can't make this shit up. There's more than people will ever understand. But I wish John the best, and great, great answer. He does a lot of good, and I wish him nothing but the best and success. But that's, a lot of that's by design by the company. You pick a guy and you gotta let guys get over organically and push them and have them allow them to have their run. And then you got three or four other guys heating up, and then you got to go with the next organic thing. And that guy then has to get creative and figure out ways to get hotter again. And it creates a competitive atmosphere, but it allows for a kind of real competitiveness in wrestling in a fake world. Whereas it's nope. No matter what you do, no matter how over, feed me more chance or more over than Cena. Ah, nope, not today. Or Daniel Bryan's yes, nope, not today. Rusev date, nope, not today. That's where the problem is. And John fucking knows it full well. So.
Yeah, I mean, exactly to your point where John is saying fans will just turn on whoever you push. I never saw fans turn on Daniel Bryan. They were never booing him when he was organically gotten over as a babyface during his whole run as a babyface. I never saw
to speak further on that, that's because John got the fucking that pre-planned push that you're just in that slot no matter what. But when you allow organic talent to get over and they have that run, the crowd could be with you for 8 months to a year. And then you allow the next guy to step up and that guy's still over, but you're not forcing him as only the number one guy in the company. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's what John just had the number one. Oh, John's pegged in for number one for 12 years. And that's not to say John didn't bust his ass, because he did in work, but he was in that. He was not, no one was allowed to have that spot no matter how over they got. And John knows that full well. So
yeah. Plus, what got him over to begin with was kind of taken away once they decided to put him in that spot.
I like John as the wrestler. I love everything that he did wrestling. It's just and it wasn't his company. It was part of, again, this falls on Vince and the business model. And they took away that letting talent get over organically, and they let the business of letting the brand be the big thing. And it is what it is, and that's why I said, man, it's their game. They could play that game, and I'm just going to speak honestly on it. I chose to leave and create my own game, but that's the game that's going on there right now, and that's the problem.
Yeah. Chris Jericho also did an interview this week. He talked about WWE Vince McMahon, basically stating the obvious that if he stays with AEW the rest of his life, he's never going in the WWE Hall of Fame. He said it doesn't really bother him because he's a Hall of Famer in his own mind and the people, everyone that knows him. So, Jericho, the voice of reason a lot of times.
Yeah, well, and here's the other realistic part of the situation is Vince is going to, all things life goes as planned, die before Jericho. And someone else is going to buy WWE, whether it be Fox or Disney or whoever, and Chris will end up in the WWE Hall of Fame. And him and Hunter have a better relationship. Vince ain't fucking outlasting Chris, and that at least in my opinion. I know some people might argue that, but Chris will be in the WWE Hall of Fame. And again, if he... Vince is going to say whatever. I think, man, I commend Chris for everything he's done. I'm so proud and happy that he made that decision and went over there. He's brilliant, man. I can't stress it enough. He sees an opportunity and he takes advantage of it, and he's helping set up the future of pro wrestling by him taking a chance. And mm-hmm. and every pro wrestler should fucking respect Chris for that.
Yeah. He's on another level right now, for sure.
He had guaranteed money, legacy, everything in WWE. And he made a decision to take a chance on a new company. He had the most to lose out of everybody by putting his name with that brand. He really did. But they also, by putting his name with that brand, gave them an opportunity to be taken serious. And here they are, and every week they're making strides. And that Chris is a big part of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know where AEW would be without Jericho. I'm sure they would still be doing okay.
Yeah.
But you know, having Jericho there initially helping the younger talent get over has helped them immensely.
And it makes other WWE talent and people that can bring value there. It gives them, in seeing Moxley go over there, and I'm sure Jericho being there helped make Moxley make that decision of, not to say he wouldn't have made it to begin with. It just helps, and that's what him aligning with that company was a major, major deal. And it's going to go down, and we're going to look at this in 20 years, and I think it's going to be even more how historic that truly was for the next evolution of pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you see the Stephanie McMahon interview where she talked about Roman Reigns?
I just saw it briefly before we hopped on here.
She's basically saying, with all of our superstars, them competing is on. And we'll get into WrestleMania when we're taping this. WrestleMania hasn't happened yet. Yeah. We'll run through the card. But she basically said, with all our superstars, it's voluntary to wrestle. She said it's not her place to give his personal situation, but we support our superstars. We support their personal opinions and concerns. And again, this is all voluntary, especially when you have a talent or a performer with pre-existing conditions or whatever the reason might be. If someone is uncomfortable, we'll absolutely honor that. Again, why even put them in that position to begin with?
Yep.
No, what are your thoughts on did you deal with Stephanie McMahon much when you were there?
Yeah, not a lot, but I like Stephanie a lot. And again, it's and I always found her approachable and able to speak to her, and always got along with her. Never had any my issues were always with between Hunter and Vince conversations that were that we'd had business wise. Never had any creative or any. She wasn't involved in that when I was there. As far as if I had a problem with something, going to her wasn't gonna, you know. It was Hunter and Vince that you need to get shit done there. This is, again, it's not her company. This is where it's Vince, and then everybody is under that bubble of in that bubble with Vince, and they give answers to protect the company. Well, now my thing is, it shouldn't be the talent's choice to begin with. And I gave you an example, and again, we'll go, because Drew's in that really big position, and he has no pre-existing conditions or anything, but do you think Drew's going to miss out on this once-of-a-lifetime opportunity, even though there's no people there or whatnot? And I don't know what the booking of it is, if he's going over or not, but and I don't know what the payday is going to be, but based on the past, it's always the best payday that you get, and if WWE honors that still, I don't know. But do you think he's realistically going to miss out on that? Because he knows if he says no and he goes home, even though he may 100% feel that he needs to go home, he knows he's going to be that opportunity probably isn't ever going to come again. So that's where it shouldn't be in their hands. And from a world standpoint, in a United States standpoint, we have everybody else where it's like people are criticizing other people. That for the people, 40, 70 something people in Texas hopped on a plane and went to Mexico for spring break, and 40 something of them came back with coronavirus. And they came back on fucking regular airlines and around people. Now, this is what the wrestlers, if they were testing, I want it, and they would, WWE, Stephanie and them would say this if they were doing that. And she again mentioned something, if they have a temperature over this. Again, the asymptomatic people don't have that, that stuff going on. So they need, in with Trump's relationship, Vince's relationship with Trump, you would think they could make a phone call and get some testing for their superstars in place before every recording, before every taping, and all the staff, so that there's just no, at least that way, you can then give that answer publicly. And you know what? People can go, as much as we don't agree with them doing this, at least they are taking precautions to protect the talent further than what they're doing, based off the information we know on all this. So, Stephanie, man, I never had a problem with her. And again, everyone's under that Vince bubble. And it's her father. What is she going to, realistically, what is she going to say? And they put it on the table. Well, the talent have a choice? We all know that's, you know,
We've seen time and time again where if talent says something wrong or they say something controversial, where they end up getting buried or they get injured, then they get buried.
Every fucking time. Yeah. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So it is. And when you're in that bubble, and I told you, Raj, and talent, and they give those, they get interviewed. And I'm telling you, because I was there in that bubble at one point in time and giving those interviews, you give your interviews based off because you think it's going to get back to Vince and you want to continue to get pushed, because you know if you say anything remotely against what the company's doing, that it's no good. So,
again, they shouldn't be running right now, but what are you going to do? Jim Ross also has been pulled from TV. He did an interview with us at Wrestling Inc. and basically said Tony Khan basically told him to protect him because he's obviously at risk with his age, that they were pulling him from the show. So he's at home. WWE also, they pulled Jerry Lawler. So, you know, at least good for them on that.
Good calls on that. That's, again, but it should, again, everyone should be pulled from that. But at least they did with those guys being older. There's no argument here on that.
Yeah. I was speaking to DDP this week. We were talking about WrestleMania this weekend being in with no crowd. And we were talking about how it actually could be kind of cool if they shot it cinematically and maybe even added music, like a Rocky movie. I don't know. What do you think about that? I mean, it does give it not a match feeling, not a sport feeling, but more of a movie. But I think it's 16 matches. At least do it for a couple.
Yeah. That's not a horrible idea. There's no data on this, on how to make this work.
Yeah.
All I know is just doing the empty arena matches. I think if we, and you go back and you look at the old school, and we used to always watch the, Terry Funk and I don't remember the empty arena brawl fight. Whatever
it was. Terry Funk and Jerry Lawler.
Yeah. Sorry. We used to watch that all the time in OVW, me and the Cody and the guys. And the reason I don't remember who's in is because I was always high out of my mind. We had our group of guys that would, the little period I partaked in smoking weed down there before the wellness with those guys. And we would watch, and they'd usually come to my studio or we'd go to one of the other guys, the Cliff Comptons or something. And we would watch the WWE Classics on Demand or whatever it was, 24/7 at the time. And that match was always a match that was pulled up. But it's one thing if you just do it Rock and Mankind, like a one-time thing, and where it's like, whoa. But just to keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it and acting like everything's okay, it's not, I don't know, I don't like it. So
yeah, the empty arena stuff, it's just boring. And when people say at least they're out there to entertain the fans, it's like, well, it almost hits you over the head with the terrible times that we're in right now by watching it. Like, it's more depressing watching it than taking your mind off of it.
And I put it on to catch some things to get some, so when we could talk about it and to have some data on my end of watching it. And it's like, it's tough for me to watch because it just brings me back to empty arena developmental practice where all of us just hated wrestling. Sucks without a crowd.
It does. It's just boring.
Which is my thing. When I tell people, the one thing I miss the most about wrestling is the adrenaline and the energy, because that's the real part of wrestling. So now we just got this fake stuff. It's without.
It just looks Yeah. I hate using the word fake because, it, you know, people do it. When people usually use that word, it's to disrespect wrestling. Yeah. But it looks so fake without a crowd.
I'm a wrestler and I have no problem saying it because it is. Yeah. And it is. And, right. It's not being disrespectful. I have broken my leg and kept wrestling. There's very real things in wrestling. The pain is real. It hurts different things. But it is still fake. Movies are fake. It's just a word. Now, there's people that use it. And use it in a really disrespectful way that you're just a piece of shit. That's not what I'm doing. I mean, it is.
Oh, for sure.
And I love and respect pro wrestling more than anything, but you can't just keep lying to yourselves. It's exposed when you watch it without a crowd. And I think there are guys that are better at fighting out there with and without a crowd. And I think it exposes talent more. As well, because there's nothing to draw that energy from, and some guys are better at doing it than others. So,
yeah,
I mean, WrestleMania is going to be—it's going to be long. And I did have a question: Are they charging for? Is that it's on the network, right?
Oh my god! Yeah. So Fox Sports. This makes no sense to me at all. But Fox Sports—you can watch WrestleMania on the Fox Sports app. It's on pay-per-view, but it's $59.99. So. On the WWE Network, it's $10. Or you can sign up under a new email address, and it's free for a month. So you get both nights for free if you sign up on the WWE Network. So I can understand on pay-per-view. Like my dad, he still has a VCR. I could see him ordering it on pay-per-view because he doesn't want to bother with getting a Roku and downloading the app and all that stuff. But for people to go on the Fox Sports app, that means enough about apps and streaming and everything like that. So to go to Fox Sports and download the app and pay $60 when you could go to a different app and pay $10, I'm very curious who will do that.
I'm thinking maybe it's an experiment to see what portion of sports fans are just completely unaware of WWE Network and to see, this is the only option, that don't even know WWE Network exists. And so I think that I don't think it's going to be a ridiculous number by any means, but I'm sure they're going to get some buys on it. And I would be curious. I would love to see that information to see what it is. And I'm really curious to see what portion of people buy it on WrestleMania on pay-per-view. I know this sounds crazy, Raj. And I don't agree. I wouldn't have gotten it if they did this, but I think a lot of people would have still because of I think the curiosity factor.
Yeah.
I think if they would have put this on the network and just put the $59.99 and the backlash would have been enormous over it. But how many people even bitching about it? They're going to, there's nothing else to do. I'm just going to get it. I think they would have actually probably pulled decent numbers just doing a straight pay-per-view thing with this.
Probably.
I really do because everyone's at home. And what else are you going to do? And we know how wrestling fans are. They're like, well, fuck them. Fuck. They suck. God, it's so stupid. Fuck, what are you doing, Ted? You want to come over? And then they buy it. And then they're like, that's what happens.
Man, so this WrestleMania card, 16 matches. You want to run through it real quick?
Yeah, let's do a rundown. I'll give them a quick little, we'll keep it quick.
All right, sounds good. Otis versus Dolph Ziggler.
I love it. That's probably one of my, I wish they had a crowd for this. I love both guys. Otis is my man. Otis is in my top three wrestlers. Just everyone I've talked to up there loves him. Lovable guy. I think that energy comes across. And Ziggs is the man. And I think this is a big win for Otis.
I agree. This was one of those where I think it would have been cool if they would have done it at that restaurant where they had that date with Mandy. You know, do these at different locations.
I would have loved a Stone Cold Booker T sort of fight with Otis and Zigman somewhere for WrestleMania.
Absolutely. That would have been outstanding.
Would have stole the show.
And who knows? Maybe they are doing that. We'll see.
Guys, please, we'll get this out early.
Yeah. Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley.
This is, unfortunately, again, Bobby has fallen into that position of being a big powerhouse that they've taken that was flirting that upper mid-card and could have had a main event run, and especially with Brock. And they've kind of, and I've done similar with me where they devalue you for a bit. He's not, unfortunately for Bobby, this isn't about him right now. And it hurts a guy like that more because of the way he looks. But I see Aleister Black coming out with this one.
Yeah, I agree.
The momentum.
Elias versus King Corbin.
I think there's something lost in the shuffle. I wouldn't be shocked. Elias seems, they have heard different things where he's frustrated possibly and not even coming out doesn't do him any favors in this. I love Elias. I think he's a major star. I don't think he's being used as one. I think this is actually probably a win for Corbin because he has been used and gotten for him to get some heat back after putting over Roman and doing some of the things he's done.
So I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think because they've been involving Gronk with this whole thing, I think, and they've been pushing this angle that Elias is injured. I think Elias can't continue the match or something. Gronk comes in, beats Corbin, and Gronk gets the win. So
very possible, and I would not argue that one bit.
Yeah, Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. This feud has been going on forever, and you know, finally one on one here.
With everything going on with Seth and everything kind of falling apart with that whole stable, I think Kevin KO gets a victory here, and I don't think it hurts Seth at all because everything is just his whole thing is being a heel and having that group and not having that around now. I think KO gets the victory.
I think he has to too because the whole storyline has been how Kevin Owens has been a loser, can't get on WrestleMania, has no WrestleMania moments to beat him would just bury him.
Well, if he's being booked like Ryback of 2012 with seven straight pay per view losses and not getting redemption on the Shield, it's very possible. Rush.
Right.
Yeah, depends where Kevin's at with the company, though.
Right. The Firefly Funhouse match. I think we had suggested this a couple weeks ago that they should do this match in the Firefly Funhouse.
They listen to this show secretly, Raj. This is played in creative production meetings.
Absolutely. So that's why they don't. That's why they're mad at me. But John Cena versus Bray Wyatt. What do you think?
Unfortunately, and this is, I think, John coming in on cleanup crew and the Fiend's momentum getting, you know, Bray's creative enough. Bray will be fine, but I don't. John, with all the movies that he's doing, I don't see John coming in and putting anyone over at this point in time.
This is the one where I'm going to have to disagree with. I think Wyatt's going to win it, but we'll see.
I hope I'm wrong. I really do. Nothing would make me happier to be wrong on that.
Yeah. A Boneyard match, which is basically a graveyard match, Undertaker versus AJ Styles.
I love the build up to all of this. I think the promos have been amazing with the two with no crowd. I wish they could have done this with a crowd. I wish the match was there with a crowd. This has to be weird for Taker, certainly at this stage of his career to be doing this. And I see this kind of being more like a, you know, when Punk did his thing with him, and it's for Taker, I would say, at this point in time. And AJ, by being in the ring with him, is getting the rub in WWE's eyes. So,
yeah, I agree. I think it would be cool if AJ did win. I hope I'm wrong, but, you know, yeah, I definitely see Undertaker winning. I bet you AJ, you know, he's got Gallows and Anderson. Wonder if Taker has Kane or something with him because he did hint at a Holy Trinity or something being with him. So maybe Kane and Michelle McCool. I don't know.
Yeah. No, you never know. They will have some. Hopefully, they do pull some surprises with this still. So
yeah. Last Man Standing match. This is one I'm bummed that it's not taking place in front of a crowd. These guys have been outstanding. Randy Orton versus Edge.
Yeah, I think when Edge came back, if you would have told him that this is all going to culminate in a huge WrestleMania match in front of nobody, he may have rethought coming back at this time. No, and again, those guys, probably the best angle out of anything being done in just intensity, emotion-wise, storyline-wise. It's a built-in story, which if you give me a story, it interests me. I feel bad for everybody going on this. I think this is a big, big win for Edge coming back because I think he's going to continue doing some stuff with the company.
Yeah, I agree. The WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship, now as we're recording this, they have not announced that this has changed, but it's actually The Miz was sick, so he wasn't at the WrestleMania tapings. The original match was The Miz and John Morrison versus the Usos versus the New Day in a ladder match. It's going to be changed either to John Morrison versus one of the Usos or John Morrison versus one of the Usos versus one of the New Day, I'd guess Kofi Kingston. Maybe with the tag title still on the line. Your thoughts?
Is this a ladder match I saw that they're going to do on this?
Yeah, it's a ladder match.
Yeah. I think those guys will definitely have an incredible match, especially if they throw Kofi in there with them on that in a triple threat ladder match. It'll be interesting, again, seeing a ladder match. and guys climbing a ladder slow with no crowd, and like it really that match could be exposed really bad with knowing, because without a crowd there and stuff on that, it's really and then those bumps, fuck, no crowd, I'm hurting even thinking about it. Yeah, I don't know what direction they go. It looks like they maybe do something where they'll set up a tag match with whoever wins. I don't know. Or they're just going to let them go out there and just have a hell of a match and then figure out the tag situation later. So it's just making the best of what's going on.
Yeah, I guess it really doesn't matter. I would guess John Morrison, it's his first WrestleMania in a long time.
He needs a win, I think, too, would help him.
Yeah. Again, I don't think WWE cares, but...
They don't.
The Intercontinental title, Daniel Bryan versus Sami Zayn. Daniel Bryan has actually been involved in like a title match at WrestleMania. Almost every WrestleMania he's been involved in since WrestleMania. Gosh, the one with Sheamus. I think there's been like only one or two where he hasn't been in a title match, but he's challenging Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental title.
And I see that's probably going to be, and depending on what's going on with Dan and his contract, that can go either way. And if he's planning on staying with the company, I could see them rewarding him with an IC title run here. And Sammy can go back to the promos, and his character's been kind of, he's not wrestling as consistently as he ever was. He is now a little bit, but Sammy, and he being a heel, I see Daniel going over on this one.
Yeah, I could see Daniel Bryan, wanting to lose to Sammy and, wanting to put Sammy over.
But, I can too, and it would make sense. Sammy needs wins to continue to elevate himself from when they kind of demoted him over the time here. I like Sammy a lot too. I think Sammy, I think he's a fantastic promo. And I think if they let him, I was a big fan of when they were letting him go out there and get heat and by telling the truth, and that's with real emotion on that fan base. That was some of the best stuff I'd seen in a long time.
Yeah, and props to Daniel Bryan. He's trying to get these guys over Drew Gulak.
I know more we'll now see. About Drew Gulak by him doing some stuff with Daniel Bryan, and that's one of those situations where they have the match and it elevates Drew by being in the ring with him, and they don't totally bury him, and you allow storyline and character development. And now you're like, now, okay, I kind of give a fuck about Drew Gulak a little bit now.
Right.
Yeah. Whereas you just not, because you're giving us an opportunity to, so.
Yeah. And Shinsuke Nakamura and Cesaro have been linked with Sami Zayn. You know, Drew Gulak with Daniel Bryan, I could see them all getting some sort of involved in some way to get that WrestleMania appearance in. So I agree. I think Daniel Bryan, I think there's going to be a lot of baby faces going over with everything that's going on. The women's tag titles, Asuka and Kairi Sane versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross.
Not really. Yeah. I'm not too familiar with everything going on that. I don't know what the storyline really, everything going, that can go either way in my book. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Another one. It really doesn't matter. I'm going to go with Asuka and Kairi Sane. We'll see.
I like Asuka a lot. Asuka has a YouTube channel and does stuff outside of the WWE bubble, which is probably why she does sometimes. I like Asuka a lot. I think that there's a lot of money in Asuka if you could find in she has great energy. I will say
that. Yeah, and she's been standing out lately, like she with this heel character just being way over the top and obnoxious, and she's really been really entertaining. Of all the women in this match, she's kind of stood out the most this year.
She's a better heel than babyface, and not to say because over here, because of the language barrier.
For WWE, yeah,
I really, really like her as an over the top heel, and just her look, man, and her style. She's charismatic. There's just stuff. There's something about her. I think if she really was able to have a full heel run and really, really, really get some real heat, that you would have babyface money in her down the line.
Yeah. Street Profits are defending the Raw Tag Team titles versus Angel Garza and Austin Theory. Was supposed to be Andrade. Andrade has a slight rib injury. Should be back soon. But Austin Theory, who had been losing in NXT, clearly Paul Heyman sees, star potential in him, being brought up and being put into a title match at a WrestleMania in his first main, technically second main roster match.
Yeah, I think Street Profits need a win here, though, and I think you got to continue to elevate them. I think I like their promos. I know more about them now than, 6 months ago, and I thought all those promos and everything did a good job of getting them over to a degree. with the crowd. Now I think they need some wins and to establish themselves as prominent players on the roster. So,
yeah,
those other two guys, it's their first one. They can they're okay doing the favors on that.
Yeah, no one knows who Austin Theory is really yet, unless you've been watching NXT. So he can definitely do the take the fall, and everyone turns out fine. NXT Women's Title: Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley defending the title against Charlotte.
I think this is. I don't know really too much of everything. I just know Charlotte is where she kind of with the company. I would see Charlotte getting a big win at WrestleMania. Quite in just with knowing what how Charlotte with everything with her and the company and how they view her, I see her getting a big win, but you never know.
Yeah, I think my prediction is they go with Rhea just because it is the only NXT versus main roster, yeah. You know, and I think
we'll see that, Hunter will be politicking for that pot. He's in a tough spot. The daughter of his favorite, the guy he loves more than anything in the world, or his NXT brand?
Right.
We'll see where his loyalty lies.
This is all on Triple H.
This is Triple H's match, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see how much he loves NXT, right, or if his heart is with Flair.
Fatal 5-Way Elimination Match for the SmackDown Women's Title. Bayley defending against Lacey Evans, Sasha Banks, Naomi, and Tamina Snuka. It was originally a 6-pack challenge. Dana Brooke showed up at the taping. She was sick. She's in quarantine. So it's now no one has tested for coronavirus, positive for coronavirus. I don't even know if they've tested for it.
Which they would say they, but they've never said they've tested for it.
Right.
Which they would if they had. So that's why I'm saying that they said they've taken temperatures. Just to, yes.
Well, if she's in quarantine, that would mean that, and they tested her for coronavirus, that means she either has it because she wouldn't be in quarantine. But by not testing, I mean, clearly they're not testing.
There's stuff going on that they're not talking about, and they don't want to get it. And it will get out eventually, trust me. So it will. It always, and I will get to the bottom of it and put it out if I have to. Somebody will talk, trust me. It's not that difficult there. It's really quite simple. I see this coming down to Bayley and Sasha probably in storyline development, something with them. I think that has the most money in it at this point in time.
Yeah, I think Sasha pinned somebody, not Bayley, to get the win. It causes, that sets up that storyline. Raw Women's Title, Becky Lynch is defending against Shayna Baszler. I don't know, man. A lot of people praise Shayna. I just don't see her ready for the main roster right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about her. I just know it takes time. When you're a new wrestler, and it doesn't matter what you come from, I saw it with Ronda, and I thought Ronda did a great job of getting better when she was there. But it's still it's an entirely different ball game than anything else. And we saw it with like Cain Velasquez. It's like they look out of their element in a way unless you give them time, which takes years to really get comfortable of being out there, and like where it's just different. So, and I don't know enough about Shayna. There's no way, if she's been in the system for a couple years, maybe, it's a really short period of time to really be at an elite level, being comfortable. And not to say that she's not, maybe she is, but sometimes it just takes time. So I think this is it's a good spot for her. And Becky obviously has done fantastic, and Becky is in a top position. So I don't know if they're ready. This is going to fall on one of the things where Vince sees, and I've seen Vince is kind of on the fence with Shayna. This could come down to Vince changing his mind multiple times and staying in the comfort zone with Becky on this
one. Yeah, and he did change. Shayna was originally supposed to win the Women's Royal Rumble, and they changed that to Charlotte Flair. The reason why I'm going to predict Shayna, just because Becky has nothing else. And so, if Becky beats Shayna right now, where do they go from here? So,
yeah.
I think Shayna, they do that John Cena Brock Lesnar match where Lesnar just destroyed him. Have Shayna kill Becky, and then, it's kind of like the Rocky III story with Rocky and Clever Lang, and then she has to get the Eye of the Tiger.
But that gives you maybe two or three pay per views out of it on the babyface chasing the title, and very possible. Right. And that can, on WWE short term booking, that could probably be a route they go.
Yeah. WWE Universal title. I cannot believe they have still been advertising Goldberg versus Roman Reigns, even though online everyone
Mark
knows
for that Life Roman is Reigns waiting for this one. He's really pumped. He only goes by what they advertise. So
So it's going to be Goldberg versus Braun Strowman. So Triple H says they have a very unique angle to take Roman out of the match. That's we're taping this Friday morning. It's going to air on Friday night. But yeah, Goldberg, it's Goldberg defending against Braun Strowman.
I see this. It depends where they. This is a tough one to call, and I don't know.
I would
like for Braun to have a moment and to have a run with the title. I think it's not the same as when he was really, really had that momentum. And there's no crowd right now with anything. And I don't know with Roman in his situation. I don't see Roman being punished with anything as he shouldn't be. And if Vince has in his head he wants Roman going over Bill, he's going to get Roman going over Bill. And we will see Bill go over on Braun, because Braun's already been, he's not in that inner circle.
Yeah.
As far as when that's the case, when Vince has that idea in his head, Vince wants Roman to have that moment. Roman's going to get that moment. It's very possible Vince is mad at Roman for this, and Braun, and we've seen things play out where Braun could get the win. I see though Bill going over, and then when Vince is able to fully do the angle with Roman and Bill, he'll continue it.
Yeah. I agree. Plus, I don't think it's the best thing for Braun to just win it cold like that. Like, it's announced the night before or two nights before. Yeah. If Braun's going to get the title, do a good story, do a good build.
I agree.
With Roman, it'll be interesting because this isn't going away. The coronavirus is not going away anytime soon. And so Roman, you know, that would keep him out of TV tapings until things settle down, you would think.
Yeah, and there's talk too, and again, all this stuff is changing. But in other countries like China, like they're wearing masks and gloves everywhere, at least mask. Yeah. And like even here, I was trying to get them and get the N95 mask for my supplier. They're not. And a lot of weird stuff is going on. One, Amazon's only because of the medical situation. There's a shortage of masks.
Mm-hmm.
They're not allowing people to sell the N95 mask anymore on Amazon, unless it's to medical facilities or on that end. China's not allowed now. They got from an issue from either their government or ours. They're not allowed, and I was going to order thousands of them, and I was going to give them away on my orders on my website. I got told they can't ship them all of a sudden to the United States, the medical mask. I go, what the fuck is going on? Where there's some weird, but like, where I'm going with this is, even if this in, say, 1 month or 2 months or... Because the economy can't sustain this for long. Say after 30 days, we have to go back to some sense of normalcy where masks are required in public. That wrestling, you can't have wrestling matches with everyone wearing masks, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like it's,
yeah.
There's so many weird things with all of this. It's unprecedented times, man, with all of the... We all just have to do our best to try to hopefully pray and hope that there's a vaccine or something, a major breakthrough where we can go back to fucking some sense of normal. We had it good, man. Fuck all of us, man. For all of the complaining we did, and fuck, this sucks. Everyone.
Complaining just about someone, you know, tweeting something, you know, that offended you and...
Yeah,
you know, this is that's what people getting upset about now.
Think about what our ancestors, you know, what our great grandfathers and grandfathers, they had to go to fucking war and watch people get blown to pieces. All we have to do is just sit in front of our TVs like pieces of shit and just watch TV and not go anywhere, and we're failing. Like, it's, damn it.
Yeah. I could easily see WWE 2 creating superstar masks, you know, with a different, you know,
logo. The Roman logo on the N95 filter.
Right.
It's not a bad idea, Rush.
I know.
Going to shoot an email after this to get that R logo on those.
Finally, the WWE Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre.
I've said this all along. I see Brock. I would like Drew to go over. I think Drew's being built, and I don't know if he was ever in that circle or if they see something. Everything points to Drew winning this match, but I look at this, Brock is on a very exclusive contract, and Brock is very protective of his losses, and because he is at the top, and he has more say than anyone. I don't know Brock's situation with Drew. I'd read where Brock was pissed off with everything at the tapings with Vince anyways. I don't know how true that was, That story never. Did you ever see that? Was that a false story?
It looked like BS to me.
Because it,
I didn't hear it. And then Brock is the kind of guy, if he had any problem, he wouldn't show up.
Yeah, you know? But Brock's also the type of guy though that would also say something. So that's where
for sure
he would. And no other talent would say anything. As far as like, oh yeah, you're right. They would just let him. So yeah, who knows? But I would like to see Drew get the win. I'm not going to be shocked if Brock does so. Just because we've seen it time and time again. I don't know where Drew goes though if he loses. And I saw they did some really nice vignettes with him on over there with the stones and all that. And I thought it was some really cool content. All this would be so much better with a crowd for him. I feel for Drew that his moment, if this is that it's no crowd, but you got to take what you can get. And I'll be happy if he wins. But I won't be shocked to see Brock go over if he did.
Yeah, I feel like me and DDP were actually discussing this and arguing about it because I was saying, well, hold off on it. If Drew's supposed to win, hold off on it. Do it no contest. They suck, but hold off and then have his big win at SummerSlam in front of a crowd. DDP brought up a good point that being in an empty arena, no one will ever forget that, that visual, because it's never been done. It'll be hopefully the only time in our lifetime. So. Yeah, we'll see. I think Brock leaves with the title, but I can see if this was normal circumstances, I think Drew would have won here. Yeah.
And I don't know. There's so many things have changed with everything going on that maybe their plans are changing as well. And Drew and he needs that momentum. Is the problem is if he wins and he has the title and he's just sitting at home and no one's doing anything, that momentum now is how it's up in the air. Because you can't capitalize on it right away. And is that momentum still there if this goes on for 6 months? I don't know.
Yeah.
But who knows?
There were rumors that WWE and, they have done a great job of keeping this stuff under wraps, as far as spoilers not getting out, things like that. But there were rumors that they had taped multiple finishes for these matches. So who knows if the talent even knows, which way they're going to go after the final cut. Since this is taped.
I wish, man, you just brought up, what I wish they would have done for this? An interactive WrestleMania, like Black Mirror, where you could pick your finish. There's no winners and losers. What a fucking great concept, Raj. Eliminates all problems with pro wrestling people, with fans bitching. Everybody wins. Whatever you want to happen, you get that. You can make happen. Black Mirror WrestleMania. There we go. Everyone in a time where all of us are pissed and negative and fuck the world, you get on one night only, you get the finish that you want. We recorded every 10 different scenarios for you, whatever the fuck. And granted, some people would be pissed there's not 20 scenarios. But, Raj, I think we just created a whole new concept of WrestleMania. This is Black Mirror Mania.
The Bandersnatch edition.
Yeah, the banner.
I love it.
This is... Awesome. They could make that happen. Yeah, this interactive on the remotes on the WWE Network, it would probably be their best WrestleMania ever.
Actually, well, Vince, what he'd probably do is you choose which guy you want to win, and he'd have the opposite guy winning.
Yeah. No matter, that's the WWE swerve on it. No matter what option you choose, it's not that option. And you got to eventually pick the wrong one to get the right one that you ultimately wanted. I love it. Fucking book it.
All right, well, that's WrestleMania. That's wrapping it up for a crazy WrestleMania season. Things have changed so much in the last month.
Oh, man. No, thank you very much, Raj. Anything you want to go ahead to plug to wrap up this week?
Just keep checking out WrestlingInc.com. We got new interviews with we're going to be talking to Ric Flair, Jake the Snake Roberts, Diamond Dallas Page, Jim Ross, so tons of new stuff. You're going to be coming on our podcast soon, definitely keep checking out WrestlingInc.com.
Good deal. As always, thank you very much, Raj. And thank you, guys. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay home. You've just listened to another episode of the Shooting Blanks Wrestling Report. Feed me more. Thank you guys very much for listening to the Shooting Blanks Wrestling Report with myself and Raj Geary. Check out WrestlingInc.com for the latest in news in professional wrestling. And Feed Me More Nutrition, my all-natural supplement line, available on FeedMeMore.com. Just for listening to the Shooting Blanks Wrestling Report, we're going to give you 20% off with the discount code SHOOTING20 at checkout. Just use code SHOOTING20 on FeedMeMore.com to save 20%. Get hungry. Stay hungry. Feed me more.
Feed me more.
May you rest in peace.
Awesome!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Hulkamania is running wild!
Yeah! I said give me a hell yeah!
Ha ha! Woo! Shooting place! That's what.